St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Good evening, and welcome to our local music show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Our local music show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, The Grassroots Show. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Mr. Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. Good evening, Utah, and welcome to September here.
Yes, good evening, Bob. It's underway. Fall is just... couple weeks away.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is coming quick. Yeah. And we're going to have a full preview of that event next week. As a matter of fact, right? Next Sunday night?
Yeah, we are. for the Josie Music Awards. Yeah, we're going to be featuring that.
Think about this, friends. We're going to be able to do a whole show on Josie-nominated acts that many will be in attendance at the Grand Ole Opry. That's how represented in an international and independent music award show Western Pennsylvania is.
Yeah, quite a few bands. You tune in next week. I think it was, a dozen or 13 or something like that. They'll be going down and representing Western Pennsylvania at the Grand Ole Opry for the Josie Music Awards. And very honored that our band, the Noble Hops, will be there as well. So looking forward to it. Again, repeat. We were there last year. We're back this year.
How about that? And that's not one. And that's not two. That is three nominations for the Noble Hops, including fan choice. It seems to be a pretty common theme. These hophead people, they are meaning business.
I love it. And yeah, what they did at the Grassroots Festival, Band Jam, was phenomenal. It really was.
That was really well. Hey, well deserved. No doubt about it, but that's great stuff, man. Hey, coming up here tonight, we're going to visit again. This will be kind of Alyssa Henke part two, yeah. because the last time we talked to her, it was kind of a brief intro segment that we got a chance to really kind of preview an event that she was going in. That was dropping an album, but things got a little smoky around here back in July, and they had to postpone an event at Big Rail Brewing.
Yeah, that's her album release that was coming up. So we wanted to sneak her in because we were already booked up with everything we had going on. Just wanted to be able to plug that. But look at how, and we already had her booked for tonight. So look how it all timed out anyway. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that smoke was bizarre.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, and there were a lot of things canceled because, I mean, even they canceled, professional football games and baseball games.
I'm waiting for the attorney commercial. So, were you affected by the Canadian wildfires? Call.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, ironically, here we go with Alyssa tonight. And next weekend will be that show at Big Rail. So, she'll get an opportunity to chat a little bit about that. And, of course, lots of activities coming in addition to, of course, the Josie Awards at the Grand Ole Opry. In Nashville, just a lot. This is that time of year, Utah, where, we flip the calendar into September. Hey, it's still summer. Don't forget about that. Summer lasts for a couple more weeks. But this is just a great time of year where when you have a chance to have outdoor festivals, and we have them all summer long. I mean, it's been a bumpy road with the summer weather, with the rain, but hopefully we're getting into that time period where things have moved along a little bit, and now you get those nice crisp fall evenings and, just something about a hoodie and a fire and music.
This is my favorite time of year. And I just, did three shows in a row all over the northern part of the area. So outdoors. So really cool stuff. I love it.
Yep. So keep your ear to the radio and the general concert calendar for lots of events for you to be a part of and check out and support that local music. And we're going to visit with Alyssa and have four songs from her. But before we get there, we're going to play a couple of fun tunes, including a song that I've actually included on my Rock Fabrique show, because the moment I heard it, and then I got to talk to Jazz at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, because he was playing with your band, the Noble Hops, and he was given a little more insight into this album and this project that they are doing. They're going to pump a lot of music out before they even take the stage.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. I mean, I've known it's been coming for a while because he's, sometimes we hang out at his place and do things at the studio. But, yeah, he's been teasing it for a while, and he's been missing you know, being creative and making music. So he, boom, here it is, you know. Half Wheel's kind of been in hiatus for a little bit, so he's got to do something.
Yeah. Right?
And this is not like Half Wheel. I can tell you that. But but yeah, it was cool to have him out, and he was doing some filming out there as well, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah. So the Velvet Drip is the new act that he's got.
And they've got a video that they filmed for this as well, so I'm not sure when that is dropping.
But, okay.
And the album already dropped, so that's available.
Yeah.
So check it out, the Velvet Drip. Yep.
And their song Doomsday Device, and they've already got a whole nother EP ready to go, too. So they're going to put a whole bunch of material out. You'll be able to consume and understand who they are and what they are. And then they're going to be putting some shows together. So great stuff.
Yeah, they got Ralph McCartney singing for him, too, from Homicide Black Days. And he was out of Band Jam, too, also doing some filming. So it was cool to talk to him.
Yeah. And we'll follow that up with a band that was at the Band Jam. And, man, what a fun. I smile when I think about them because they just put on a great show. They've got some very entertaining material, to say the least.
That was Truck Driving Song Number 666. I mean, it's funny stuff. And it was funny. I'm standing. Yeah, they were fun. You're absolutely right. And I actually caught them at the Hills and Hollers Festival a couple years back. That's how I got introduced to them. And I was like, man, I got to have you guys at the Band Jam. And we're standing there, and somebody made the comment, like, oh, I didn't even think rockabilly music was still around. And don't be offended, guys, but I said, well, look how old they are.
Well, as we said in the intro, they were honored by, Cleveland Music News or whatever, like in 2010 best rockabilly band. I mean, they're veterans of the scene, no doubt, but they're not all that old.
Yeah, it might have been a better way for me to have put that. Don't send me any hate email, Dennis, please. I'm looking forward to doing some shows with them, actually.
Yeah.
So fun, cool guys, easy to work with.
Yeah, very cool. Let's do, after the Velvet Drip, Lords of the Highway and their song, Here Comes the Reaper, because, well, we're starting to push toward that time of year. It's the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Our opening segment brought to you by the multi-time Grassy Award-winning studio, the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, where Jim Harpell will be recording yet another Grassy Award winner, and we'll be anxious to hear that work in the next year. It's tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7 The Grassroots Show. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock August 20th through 23rd with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions. In this segment, being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service in their four locations to cater to you. And, of course, the Main Street location, downtown Butler, where you can pick up on some boba teas and some specialty drinks, and always be sure to check out the special menus that they have for each month. And locations on Route 8 south of Butler, which is a more expanded location as well. Evan City Road, Route 68, and at Butler Memorial Hospital. We appreciate Cummings Candy and Coffee being a part of our show here tonight. We're going to bring back a guest we had back a month or so ago to talk about an album that she was releasing. Now, the album release did occur, but she was going to have a big kind of a celebration album release party, but well, like many things that have been happening this year, unique weather situations have been occurring. And, of course, a lot of folks, whether it's a festival or an outdoor show, have been dealing with rain because August was the wettest month on record for the month of August ever. We found that out, missing two bands at Band Jam. But smoke also caused some issues. And unfortunately, Alyssa Henke had a big show set at Big Rail. And that had to be postponed, but good news is it's coming up next week, and you can attend to find out more about her brand new album, Good Country People. We were going to welcome back tonight Alyssa Henke to our show. Hi, Alyssa.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you back again. And you officially dropped the album, what, it was mid-July, I believe?
Yeah, it was July 17th.
Okay. So you have a event at Big Rail coming up here this coming weekend, and you have some special guests, and you're going to be playing with a band. Give us a little insight into what's going to happen here coming up on September 12th.
Yeah, so we got two opening acts. We have Halloway, who's from Pittsburgh. She's a really talented kind of folk singer-songwriter, and then we have Skye Burkett, who I believe she's from Saxonburg originally. And she's also a very talented singer-songwriter, and she's got various projects in Pittsburgh. She has a great trio called the Blooming Trio that she does. And then I'll be playing with my band, the North Woods. We'll be a 7-piece band that night. So it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody to come out to.
Very cool. I've only seen you solo, so I've not seen you with North Woods. That'll be fun. Do you collaborate with them at different times?
Yeah, we play prominently through like the better weather months, like in the summer, but well, this summer's been tricky, as you said. But I would say we play, I don't know, maybe twice a month from maybe April to November.
Cool. Tell us about the people that are in the band, North Woods.
I started the band with Kevin Mulcahy and Jake Horwat, who they were originally with Paul Luke back in the day. And then we recently just added Tim Vitullo on guitar. He's a fantastic guitar player and based in Pittsburgh. And for the release show, we'll have Keys as well with Mike Servist of The Cause. And we'll also have Pedal Steel, and that's done by Pete Freeman.
Very cool. Well, there's some recognizable names that you popped up that we've heard about in the past. That's cool. So that'll be a heck of a show. You've got to be excited for that.
Yeah, hopefully the weather works out this weekend. Yeah. I've been I've been kind of got a little gun shy.
Understand that. Well, I think maybe we have finally paid our dues.
I think fall's here, and it'll be a nice night for fires and a hoodie and great music. Yeah.
Especially Big Rail, Alyssa. I know you've played there a bunch. It's just such a cool setting, cool location to be at.
It is, yes. It's special, and we're so fortunate to have it close by us.
Absolutely. So, and I think, be honest with you, the last time, now, two times ago, that I was out there, I saw Sky Burkett, and there was a show, festival, I remember, maybe I lose track of time, but I think it was last fall that you were a part of as well, and that was a pretty cool day, seeing a bunch of different bands. So just an awesome setting out there. Yeah. The beer is always good, too, so that's enjoyable, and it's just a neat atmosphere. Is there an admission price for you to get into the show?
Yeah, so if you get tickets online beforehand, they are $10, and you can get them at BigRailBrewing.com, or you can get them the day of. And if you get them the day of, they're going to be $15. So if you want to save a little money, you can get them online.
Okay. And if we just go to the Big Rail site, is that where we're going to pick up the tickets?
Yep. BigRailBrewing.com.
Fantastic. We're visiting with Alyssa Hanke. Again, that show coming up next weekend, September 12th, the album release party. Refresh us on the name of the album. I know we talked about this back in July, but you know, that feels like it was a long time ago now.
Yeah, it's called Big Country People. When I was finishing writing all these songs, I was reading Flannery O'Connor and her book of short stories. And she has a short story called Good Country People. And she's kind of a writer that would give you a title and either take you on a ride that is dark and takes some twists and turns, or it's very true to the title. And so I thought by naming it Good Country People, it kind of puts a roof on all the songs, because I think some of the songs are like true to that title, and then the other ones are like much darker.
And we'll travel through some of those songs, but let's get into a cut here and have a little sampling of what is on the album. You're gonna play a tune here called County Seat. Tell us a little background to that song.
Yeah, that was the first song that I wrote for the album, and yeah, I had that title in my head for a long time, and I was like, how do I make this kind of like a country song? And I just started to, you know, imagine two people meeting in a bar, and I placed them in a bar in Armstrong County called The Chief for some reason. That was just where my mind went, just people meeting at a dive bar and falling in love, and they're like, we're going to go to the courthouse and get married in the morning, you know, those kind of drunken decisions that probably aren't the best. That's kind of deep.
All right. Well, let's give it a listen. I had a very good friend that grew up in that area, and he always talked to me. He said, we need to go stop and have a beer at the Chief sometime. And lo and behold, yeah, it's still there today.
That's where I grew up. Yeah, I grew up near there.
Awesome stuff. Alyssa Hanke, this is County Seat from her brand new album, Good Country People. And you're going to get a chance to see her at Big Rail next weekend, September 12th. And we'll give full details of that again here coming up tonight as we visit with Alyssa Hanke and listen to her music tonight on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's a Thursday night down at the Chief. You were at the bar just looking at me. You were sitting there with your old girlfriends. I was drinking some bud and smoking my rims. I walked on up and I asked you to dance. Well, you just smiled and said you'd like that. So let's go down to the county seat. I find a witness and the jail. Holler to me, play that song again. held you close and I gave you a kiss. And you said you never ever felt like this. So let's go down to the county seat. I found a witness and the jail. Took to the bottle, didn't give a damn. Well, I did time for writing bad checks. And you lost your baby to the CYS. Last call you said, let's do some shots. My Bronco's waiting in the parking lot. You'll be my Bonnie and I'll be your Clyde. When the morning comes, you're gonna be my bride. When the morning comes, you're gonna be my bride. So let's go down to the county seat. Find a witness and the JV. Come on, baby, won't you marry me? Come on, baby, won't you marry me? Yeah, come on, baby, won't you marry me? Took off my wedding band and laid it there on the nightstand. Left my old lady and her kid, 'cause he ain't mine and I ain't his. I ran a coal truck up and down them roads and drove in circles with nowhere to go. And Jesse knew me from way back when and always wondered what could have been. Drove to her mama's and I picked her up. We disappeared in a cloud of dust. We drove that highway into the end and found ourselves up in Cleveland. Lay with me, baby, skin off skin. Plastic cups of whiskey and gin. On a game of craps, we went drinking at a joint downtown. I went in and bought them all around. For a while, you're everyone's friend until they found out just what you did. Me and Jesse sat in both, trading stories from high school. We stayed there until closing time. it's a Winnie Wall. Brand new woman, 32 missed calls. Well, I got up and I closed the blinds. Secrets are hidden where the sun don't shine. Lay with me, baby, skin on skin. Plastic cups and whiskey and gin. It ain't a lie if you don't know the truth. Just you and me in a hotel room. Lay with me, baby, skin on skin. Plastic cups and whiskey and gin. It ain't a lie if you don't know the truth. Just you and me in a hotel room. To a good woman.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, focusing on local music, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions, and this segment being brought to you by Mr. Bill Damiano and Build the Scene, Pennsylvania Rock Show, and the great work that he does, always working hard. Helping to promote local music, and that's what we're all about here as well, as we are promoting tonight the brand new album from Alyssa Hankey, who's our special guest tonight. Good country people. We got a preview of the album a little bit, almost 2 months ago now, but she's got a big show coming up this coming weekend, September 12th, Big Rail Brewing, Holloway. Sky Burkett will be there. She's going to be there as well with a full band, which is going to be exciting. So it'll be Alyssa Hankey in the North Woods and the celebration of the album release, Good Country People. And Alyssa, we just heard another song called Motel Room. Sounds like we've got some different themes going on in this. Yeah. And it might even deal with some traveling, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of the album has a lot of different characters in it and plots. And this one, I was inspired by a coworker of mine. I used to work at Gardner's Candies every year around the holidays for about 10 years. And I was catching up with my coworker, and I asked her about her husband, and I guess he just took off on her the previous Christmas. She found out he was shacking up with another lady in a motel room, and the wheels in my head started turning. And then I wrote that song in a couple of days.
Wow. Talk about a small world. We were talking last hour about the Chief, and then you bring up Gardner's Candy. And my parents were born in the town that Gardner's Candy was started, and they still have a location today. And Tyrone, Pennsylvania. And their peanut butter meltaway is the absolute greatest candy I've ever had in my life.
It is, yeah. It's addicting.
Oh, yeah. Love that, especially around Christmas time. I usually have a cousin that brings a box over for us, so that's pretty cool. And again, it's just like themes of life, and there's a lot of – it almost feels like you've got just connections to kind of the Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, maybe Northwestern Pennsylvania area where some of the themes from this album are coming from. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, it's definitely an album that is steeped in, you know, where I'm from, and that's what I wanted to kind of emulate, is just like people that aren't from the area, they listen to the album and they have an idea of what it's like to grow up in, you know, northern Appalachia.
Definitely a blue-collar feel then, right?
yeah, for sure.
Good stuff. You actually have been making a couple of different television appearances even as you've been promoting the album, which is pretty awesome. I know spotted you on Talk Pittsburgh, which is KDKA in Pittsburgh, and then you were just on this past week in promotion for another festival that you were putting participating in, but you were on a Johnstown station as well?
Yeah, I was on Johnstown Fox 8. We just kind of discussed, you know, all things music, and I kind of plugged a festival I was doing that weekend called Brookstock, and it was out in Bedford. So it's really cool to make those, you know, appearances. And it's also kind of surreal to see, you know, yourself on TV.
not on the headline news segment anyway.
Yeah. No scandal.
The right side of the news here. And that Talk Pittsburgh, I mean, they've got KDK's, they've got two daily talk shows that they do that are very well done. That had to be a thrill to play there too.
It was kind of a little nerve wracking. I only had 90 seconds, so I had to summarize the song a little bit, and that was a little nerve wracking. But it went really smooth.
Yeah, great exposure in different avenues, and of course we love that because we talk about music from the 412 and all that, in different ways to promote music and embrace what we have in this Western Pennsylvania music scene. And Alyssa, you've been around the scene for quite some time. You've probably got a good handle on just the incredible talent, and you're very much part of that here in what we call the tri-state area.
It's great to be here and representing just our region. And I think I was listening to an interview of somebody, I can't remember who it was, but they said that there's, we're losing regional music because a lot of people, they move out to Nashville or LA or New York. And so I think it's important to kind of, represent where you're from.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa Hanke, and her brand new album is called Good Country People. So for an average listener out there, if we wanted to describe the musical style of Alyssa Hanke, how would you describe your music? Because you cover a lot of cool areas, I think.
I did an interview with Randy Bauman, and he said the sound is Melissa Etheridge singing Johnny Cash.
Ah, cool.
I'm like, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Melissa Etheridge and Johnny Cash in a motel room.
along Route 6.
Yeah, in the pines.
great stuff. So how many songs are on the album itself? Because we're sampling four tonight.
Yeah, there's 10 total tracks.
So we're covering almost half the album tonight. It's got a great feel. I personally love your music. I've been following along and caught you a couple of different times, especially at Big Rail. And that's where you'll be this week, as coming up on September 12th. You'll be at Big Rail Brewing. And that's just got to be a fun setting to play, where they have that stage kind of the back end of the property, and everybody is able to kind of filter in and kind of hang out. And, they'll fire up the fires going. And, this is the perfect time of year for that. It's kind of Utah inferred, the beginning of the show tonight. But it's got to be a fun setting to play.
Yeah, it's almost like a natural amphitheater, just meeting in the woods.
Perfect setting to have a album release celebration, Good Country People. The album was dropped in mid-July, but unfortunately, because of some smoky weather at the time from the Canadian wildfires in the northern Minnesota, remember we had that just incredible situation where it was very difficult breathing, alerts were out, so they postponed. But it's coming up this week, so that's why you've got a second chance. If you weren't able to make the first one, you can make this one on September 12th. Kind of go back over again, Alyssa, what's going to happen throughout the day, what time everything gets underway?
Yeah, so the show is Saturday, September 12th. It'll start at around 6 p.m., and we'll have two openers that'll, we have Halloway, she'll probably play for half hour or so, and then we have Skyburger, it'll probably play maybe 45 minutes, and then the Northwoods and I will take on the stage for probably a good hour and a half. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Full length album, Good Country People.
Yeah.
And you said $10 pre-order tickets, 15 day of the show, and folks can just follow along on your Facebook page or social media, or head over to Big Rail Brewing to get tickets.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Awesome. And opportunity for you to hang out and with some good country people and a nice country setting, and it'll be the perfect setting to describe some of the details and themes of your album, Good Country People. Looking forward to hearing some more of that. In fact, we've sampled a couple of songs here along the way, but let's kind of refresh folks again. Alyssa, let's talk about The Pines, which we're going to play next.
Yeah, that's a good old-fashioned murder ballad. It's kind of taking things a little darker, but yeah, my sister-in-law, she grew up, you know, being a farming family, and the Pines was a place that her grandpa would take, you know, wounded animals to put them to rest. And then once again, the wheels started turning, and I was like, oh, I'm going to turn this into a real dark story. And so there's The Pines.
All right. So we get a little deeper on this cut. And then talk about Route 6.
That's just kind of, I grew up camping up in Potter County, and, you know, you kind of miss those simpler times, and every fall we would go up there. And so it's just kind of a road trip song about, you know, packing up your car in the fall and just getting away from, you know, society and just hanging out under the stars and sipping some whiskey.
And some great fishing areas up there, I know.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. Well, Alyssa, congratulations again on the brand new album, Good Country People, that is now out. Tell people where they can find that and a little bit more about you.
Yeah, you can get Good Country People on any streaming platform. I also have a full merch store available on my website where you can purchase it on vinyl. And you can also get all the merch and everything at the show, at the release show on September 12th. We'll have vinyl, T-shirts, stickers, magnets, a whole spread of merch. And that's pretty much it.
Vinyl too. Yeah, we love that. You did bring that up the last time. So that's at AlyssaHankey.com. It's A-L-Y-S-S-A. And then Hankey, H-A-N-K-E-Y, as you're listening in at home, AlyssaHankey.com. Again, congratulations on a brand new album, Good Country People. It's some great, great music, some stories that a lot of folks in our listening audience will connect with. And we're expecting a lot of folks to come out and see you for the album release show celebration on September 12th at Big Rail Brewing. Best of luck in the future. Alyssa, great to chat with you again here tonight on our Grassroots Show.
Thank you so much for having me and for what you guys do.
The Pines and Route 6. It's Alyssa Hankey tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
She wears her clothes too tight. One night I saw her car was parked at my brother's house. Said she was at her mama's, but she never wears that blouse. Took a walk in the woods, just like we used to do. Said I'd take my gun,
what he was up to. Said I needed help, that a fox got in the chicken coop. Well, I heard it at night, and I saw it running round. We loaded up our guns, headed for the pines as the sun started going down. Well, two go in, only one comes out alive. Give you feelings in the dark, somewhere beyond the pines. Ooh, 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 get my fix. Just a few more hours and I'll make it up there. Well, that's the price that you pay for clean air. Thank you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, September 12th and 13th, it's the Boots and Grace Music Festival at the Saxonburg Volunteer Fire Company with Karen Waldrop, Gary Burke III, the Noble Hoffs, and more. A couple of opportunities this weekend to catch 2B's Acoustic, including twice in one day. But on Friday, September 11th, they'll be at Back Home Barbecue and Brew from 6:30 to 8:30. Join Brian and Brenda at the Calorie Commons, Mars Evans City Road, Back Home Barbecue and Brew. Then on Saturday, September 12th, they'll be at the Slippery Rock Farmers Market from 10 to noon. And then later that evening, Libations Winery in Mercer, American Way Mercer, from 6 to 9 p.m. Don't miss out on the 8th annual Scleroderma coming to the Beacon Hotel outdoor stage. It rocks out Scleroderma, honoring the memory of Johnny Cat Hendricks, Saturday, September 26th, with a number of great local musicians making an appearance from 2:30 to 9 p.m. Admission is $10, and all of the proceeds will benefit Fostering Music. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Friday, September 11th, join in for the fun at the happy hour at the Grill at River Forest Country Club from 6 to 8, featuring the live music of Utah from the Noble Hops. On Saturday, September 12th, it's the House Concert Series continuing at the Field House in Cabot. It's from 7 to 10 p.m. featuring live music from Ash and Bria. And on Thursday, September 24th, you won't want to miss Dan Hubbard live at the 10th Street Station in Ford City. Get out and celebrate, and let's all join together and support our local music. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock August 20th through 23rd with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome you back to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 as we wind down this edition on a Sunday night, September 6th. Well, this final segment of the show brought to you by Experience Butler County, presenting sponsor of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year. And the folks that can keep you up to date on what is happening in Butler County, Experience Butler County. And then our flip side of that is some folks that can keep you up to date on local music in the Erie area with Two Man Happy Hour. How about that?
Fun stuff right there.
Yeah. And, of course, you know what's happening next week now, September 12th, Big Rail Brewing. Be sure to catch Alyssa Hanke and her band, along with Holloway and Sky Burkett. And going to be a great evening out. September 12th, Big Rail Brewing. Be sure to come out and celebrate the Good Country People album that Alyssa dropped back in July. And we've got a couple of tunes yet to go, but keep your ears to the radio. Going to be a lot of exciting things yet to come and some other tidbits, even an event at the Penn Theater coming up. So it's going to be a busy fall.
Yeah, and there's also another music festival also this coming weekend, too, at the Saxonburg VFC. It's the Boots and Grace Music Festival.
Ooh, that's right.
That's right, with that Karen Waldrop, Gary Berg III, Noble Hops are going to be there, and a bunch of others. So, yeah.
Karen doing two dates.
Yeah, yeah, she's back to back. Saturday and Sunday. Yep.
Yeah, so wow. And if you've not caught Karen, she's a country musician that has broken through on the national scene. In fact, you might have seen her on The Voice. But for a long time, she has had a guy who is a pretty good brass player named Chris Schaffner, who's a former member of the Old Gents years ago. And he's been touring with her and playing some music with her. So, yeah, great stuff. It's cool that she's coming to here. I think people will really resonate with her music.
So, yeah, it's going to be hopefully a beautiful fall day.
There you go. I love it. Well, let's dig into a couple of pieces of music. And we've got something connected to Alyssa's show coming up at Big Rail.
Yeah, Sky Burkett. I think we featured this before, but her song Bugs and Honey. So I say we throw that on. And I've tried to get her on this show, too. And in fact, I was talking to her mother. I run into her mother quite often. And I'm like, try to get her on. And she's like, I know. She's not too organized sometimes. But yeah, I caught her. I just walked into the field house out there one day, and she was just sitting there playing.
Oh, wow. Like cool.
I got to catch up with her a little bit and said, let's get you on the show. So
yeah.
I'll try and follow up on that.
All right. Hey, well, let's dig out a three-piece psychedelic punk band from Butler that were formed about 7 years ago, 2019. They happened to include a guy who we've talked with over the years and know quite well, Seth Dillon. And they're called the Snowbirds. And again, three-piece. So they say they're kind of a blend of 60s vocal style meeting 90s punk. If you will. And that's a pretty impressive blend. But, you know, they just take their sounds from anything from the Yardbirds to the Dead Kennedys MC5 to Ween. And they've got a brand new single.
So you got all that. And then you got the Melissa Etheridge meets Johnny Cash. Yeah, and so, yeah, right. Just all this cross-pollination right here on the Grassroots Show.
Yeah, and they recently played a gig last month, just a couple weeks ago, at the Bonnybrook. The Dillons opened up for them, but they've got a single called Push It Out. So let's push it out to you. They are the Snowbirds here tonight as we wrap up our Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
In 2016, she was mean. Didn't know her worth, she thought she was a penny. But she was a dime. In 2020, she got funny. Still bitter, but she sure did love her honey. Still didn't think she fit in. Now she just looks for the signs, wondering why the bugs are chattering all through the night. And she's reminded of the sound she hears inside. It kinda keeps her up at night. It's just a sound that's so familiar. She swears they talk to her as a reminder. Search. In something she'll be. Not bitter, and she still will love her honey. She just looks for the signs, wondering why the bugs are chattering all through the night. And she's reminded of the sound she hears inside. It kind of keeps her up at night. It's just a sound that so familiar. She swears they talk to her as a reminder that they are self-aware and they care.
Yeah. Are you ready for the last party of the summer? Are you ready to rock?
The Labor Day Double Shot Weekend brought to you by Joe Perrell Auto, 253 Sunset Drive in Butler. Bill's Interior Grooming, serving Butler since 1984. Miller Tire in Saxonburg, offering alignments, oil changes, brake work, and more. Double Image Styling Salon.
Double Image Styling Salon. If your style isn't becoming to you, you should be coming to us.
And don't miss the first annual Big Butler Parts-A-Rama Fall, September 26th and 27th at the Butler Farm Show Grounds.
Destination unknown, double-crossed messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get through. Where are you? Well, the night weighs heavy on his guilty mind. This far from the borderline. When the hitman comes, he knows damn well he has been cheated.
When the bullet hits the bone. night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When I get lonely, and I'm for sure I've had enough, she sends a comfort coming in from above. We don't need no letter at all. We've got a thing that's cold, red eye love. We've got a light in the almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
Jungle 8 hours a day.
This Labor Day weekend, we're working for you.
Yes.
With long sets of commercial-free classic rock.
The Rock Station.
Taking a turn. Ooh. ten. Watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock. It's got to stop. Tell him, take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Oh.
Celebrating Labor Day by not working.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Happy Labor Day weekend.
The Labor Day Double Shot Weekend brought to you by St. Wendelin Catholic School. Enroll now for preschool through 8th grade. Locally made, fresh, never frozen apple dumplings are back at Mazzani's Beans and Cream. Get more bucks for your bricks this Labor Day weekend at Bricks and Minifigs, Butler. Be sure to head to Mars Bethel Golf for a fantastic time. They have 5 different types of golf and the happiest ice cream in Mars. And the Hotel Beacon. The Beacon Haunt kicks off Friday, September 25th.
I love this app.
Listen live to your rock station.
When I lose a signal, I just use the app.
And download the app for iOS and Android.
I downloaded it free in the App Store.
977rocks.com.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Commercials off. Two songs back-to-back from the same artist. On. This is a Double Shot Weekend on the Rock Station 97.7.
See you naked in the bath. Cigarette stains on your ass. Wilted flowers in a vase. I ask, how are you? Yeah, how are you? Candles down the drain. Down the drain. Candles down the drain.
Happy Labor Day. Your job is to take the weekend off.
Barbecue and chilling.
Our job is to play great classic rock.
Yeah.
Happy Labor Day weekend.
The Rock Station.